Welcome back. Well, British Prime Minister Theresa May has been granted a Brexit extension. Britain is now set to leave the EU at the end of October, adding 6 more months of political uncertainty over its ties with the EU. Former EU legal advisor in the UK Parliament and current Brexit director at DLA Piper Paul Hardy joins us on the line with his perspective on what may play out in the countdown to this new Brexit date, which coincides, in fact, with Halloween. Thanks so much, Paul, for joining us on the line this evening. So many saying pinpointing Halloween apt to wind up this horror story. Given that it isn't a very good omen, though, do we necessarily see an exiting of the UK from the EU even then?
Thanks very much. It's a good question. I think the general view here is that the 31st of October may not be the date of Brexit. And that it actually may be delayed even further. What happened yesterday in Brussels was that 26 member states were happy to extend Brexit for another year. One member state, France, stood against that very strongly, and the compromise was 6 months. So the mood in Brussels, interestingly, has been not to want to actually force the UK to leave, not to want Brexit to continue to kind of upset or contaminate EU business, but to give it enough time for the UK to sort itself out. And there's a question about whether 6 months is really long enough for the UK Parliament to resolve the deadlock it currently faces.
Absolutely, which brings us to the what next, because whether or not we've got, Theresa May being able to get her deal through Parliament is, a big question altogether, because her powers of persuasion have proven to be pretty meek up to this point.
Yes, that's absolutely right. She is, I think, what you might say, an injured animal in the House of Commons, and it's not really a place you want to be injured. She has lost a lot of support. She's lost a lot of support because she has come up with one option for Brexit, which is this draft withdrawal treaty, and she's tried to get that through 3 times, and she's failed. And she's only really started to reach out to the opposition party actually after the date Brexit was supposed to happen. So she, in tiptoeing her way through so many polarized views on Brexit, she's ended up not really managing to please anyone enough, and she's a lonely figure. In terms of what might happen in the UK, don't jump to the conclusion that a general election is likely. I don't think that is likely at the moment. It wouldn't solve anything. The current governing party would worry, and the polling shows that it would do very badly. I don't think a 6 month delay gives enough time for a second referendum, which you'd need to revoke Brexit and reverse it. So what she'll try and do is see if she can find a compromise with the opposition party. If not, she'll allow her parliament to try and figure out a way forward again.
Absolutely, leaving us with no choice but to keep watching, Paul. Let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Paul Hardy, who's Brexit director at DLA Piper.